Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. We're going to be focusing tonight on the wise men. Verse number 1, we're going to read down to verse number 12. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" That's out of the book of Micah. "Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.' And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the angel which they saw in the east went before them." That's a mystery to me. "Till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come in to the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Brother Gary Locklear is going to come at this time, and he's going to present to you the obstacles that they might have faced.
Amen. It's a joy to be here tonight. Thank you, preacher, for giving us the opportunity to stand and to share in this message tonight. When we see these wise men here, they're also referred to as the Magi. And but we see they came, the Bible says they came from afar. That means they came a long ways, not from a blazing fire, but they came a long ways. And it's believed that they came from Persia, and possibly anywhere from 800 to 900 miles away. So they had an obstacle of their travels, a long distance. And let me say this to you tonight. There'll be some times that you're going to be, God will call you outside of your normal area, your normal locality. Are you willing to go there? Are you willing tonight? Are you willing to say, "I go anywhere, Lord. I go anywhere for you"? But they had traveled a long distance here, and no doubt they had came across many obstacles along the way. But they were referred to as wise men. Praise God. It is a wise man that follows God, that follows the things of God. And they followed a star. They followed a star. And I know that they had obstacles, because there were some cloudy days when they could not follow that star. What did they do then? They just hunkered down right there where they were at. You cannot follow the star except you see it and you have clear vision. We cannot follow God in the way that we need to follow him except we have clear directions from him. Don't move in the dark. Brother Lawrence used to always tell us that. Don't move in the dark. So praise God, they followed a light, a star. Praise God. And I'm amazed here. It says that the Gentiles, they know the time of his birth. But the Jews, they knew the place and the scripture. So they had an obstacle here that they came to a people that knew God's scripture, but yet they had no desire to follow God. You're going to find obstacles in your life where there are going to be those that profess to know the Lord, but yet they do not follow Him. I went to see a man the other day, and I went away concerned in my soul because he gave me a testimony, but yet I've looked at his life for many years, and I do not see his testimony lining up with the life that he lived. Well, I tell you what, I want my life to line up with my testimony. And so here they had to deal with people that knew the way. They knew the way, the place, but yet they could not be of any help to these wise men. They went there searching, but what did they do? They left those people, and they went back to the star. And they followed that star. They followed that light. And that's what we have to do as God's people today. And listen, you're going to always have obstacles in this life. You need to discern what these obstacles mean in our life. We need to always, when an obstacle comes in our lives as we're traveling with God, stop and say, Lord, you've got my attention now. What are you trying to say to me? Give me clear directions, Lord. I need to know. I tell you, I have to pray daily for wisdom and knowledge to be able to follow Him in the way that I should go. And we all going to have to do that. But they're wise men. And then they had the obstacle of dealing with Herod. There be those in your life like Herod, those great men, those great men, rulers, but you don't follow them. You follow the star. You follow the light. You follow this book right here. You follow this book. And you're going to find yourself going upstream. This book is taking us upstream. Well, the world is going downstream. But to follow God the way we need to, you'll have to follow Him upstream and follow Him according to His word and His light tonight.
One thing that I was thinking about as an obstacle he was talking about was also they weren't lured by distractions. The scribes, the Pharisees, Herod said, come back to this place. They didn't do that. They followed God. Amen. And I'm thankful that, man, they wasn't submissive to the government. What they done was they submissive unto God, and they was warned not to go back. Amen. Thank God. Appreciate that, Brother Gary. Amen.
Amen. All right. At this time, we're going to be looking at the wise men and their worship.
He's no ordinary child. Amen. They didn't come looking for an ordinary baby. No, sir, they came looking for a Savior. Amen. I want you to look at the text one more time tonight, and I'm going to focus this evening just on this last little bit on the worship of the wise men. The worship of the wise men. The purpose of their journey was simply this, to come and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. They left the place wherever they were at in the east. They left that place with the intent to do one thing, and that would be to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. They sought out on the journey to go and do that very thing, to go and seek that one, amen, that came from glory. I want you to see three things in the text tonight. In verse number 2, you'll find the word worship. Underline that, circle it if you'd like to. Then in verse number 8, you'll also find the word worship. And then we get down to verse number 11, and you'll find the word worshiped. Meaning it's already done. It's already taken care of. Amen. Something took place. Amen. But let's focus just at the ending here on the worship. Now, I ask you a question tonight. Why'd you come here tonight? Amen. Why'd you come? Amen. There were some things you had to do in order to get here tonight. You had to travel. Amen. You had to prepare. You had to get some things on. And then you had to make yourself available spiritually in your heart and mind. Amen. In order to receive. So I want to show you those three things tonight. First of all, I want you to notice the word worship in verse number 2 is connected to that of an inquiry. Notice verse number 2 says this, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. They're saying to Herod, they're saying, hey, that we're inquiring about this baby named Jesus, this son that's born. We're inquiring about him. That's why you came tonight, amen. You want to know more about our Lord, amen. That's why you came. That's why that we come to the house of God. That's why we read our Bible. We're inquiring of him. And I tell you, if you're going to be a true worshiper, if you're going to be a wise man, a wise woman, I tell you, it'd be good for you to be someone who's all the time inquiring about the Lord, amen. Then number two, that's what we find here, that in verse number 8, and he sent them to Bethlehem. He's talking about Herod here. Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Now, I want to say that this word worship is connected with that of ease. You'll never be able to worship the Lord properly if you all the time expect someone else to do your work for you. This is what I see about Herod. I see that Herod is over there. He's maybe in this place of the kingdom, I guess you could say. Maybe he's in the palace, if you will. And he's there, and here comes these wise men, and they've come a long distance. They've traveled. You've already heard Brother Gary talk about the obstacles, but yet we get down here to this place, and now Herod is talking to these men who's put in all this effort, and he's telling them, yeah, when you find him, just bring me word and let me know where he's at so I can come down there too. It's amazing to me that, hey, that while they were there in the place of Bethlehem, so close geographically to the King of Glory, that they missed the birth of the Lord. It blows my mind that the scribes, the Pharisees, whenever Herod inquired about them, about where he was going to be born, that they knew where he was going to be born. They said he's to be born in Bethlehem. But yet geographically, they're in the same location. They're close by, but yet they missed the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, we find these wise men who's traveled a long distance geographically, and they are there, amen, up and upon arrival, whenever the Lord's born in Bethlehem. That's amazing to me, isn't it? I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said, they that look for him, shall he appear. And your worship, friend, is connected to your personal walk. And if you'll get your walk right, if you'll get your life connected to him, amen, and put some effort into it, you'll find out this. You'll be there when the Lord shows up. You'll be there when the Lord's in the house. You'll be there, friend, and you won't miss the worship service. It won't be that about ease. And then the third place it's mentioned there is in verse number 11. And I'll tell you right now, I don't know if I'll get past this one. And when they come in, were come into the house, can you imagine? Listen here, now, let me paint you a picture. Brother Gary done went through some obstacles, and they've talked about these gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and we didn't even get in. They talked about it just a little bit tonight, how that, man, that gold, that frankincense, and myrrh, that it had to be collected it somehow. I don't know how that, what they went through in order to get it there. I don't know if they had it shipped by Amazon. I don't know if they had the gold come in by UPS. I don't think so, even. I think that there was some work. I think that there was some effort put in there. I think what you can see is this. They gave up their finances for it. They financed the trip to get there. They postponed their job, whatever it was, to get to the place where they could be there the very day, the very night, amen, where they got in this house, and they finally got there, and they were not distressed, they were not perplexed at all. No, in fact, they got there with great joy. Hallelujah. You know what? I tell you what God saw on the other side. God saw some men, hey, that were wise. What God saw on the other side was some men that was willing to put something in it. What God saw was some men that was willing to walk a little bit for the Savior. What they saw was, hey, these men right here are going to show up and just tell the world who he is. He's a special child. He's the King from Glory. Amen. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's no ordinary child tonight. Thank God, that's what they were showing.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.